Welcome to the Daily Audio Torah. Today is July 30th. Now let's continue our journey reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. This week we are reading from the Israel Bible for the Old Testament and from the King James for the New Testament. Numbers 34, 1 to 29. Hashem spoke to Moses, saying, "Instruct B'nai Israel and say to them, when you enter the land of Canaan, this is the land that shall fall to you as your portion, the land of Canaan with its various boundaries. Your southern sector shall extend from the wilderness of Zin alongside Edom. Your southern boundary shall start on the east from the tip of the Dead Sea. Your boundary shall then turn to pass south of the ascent of Akrabim and continue to Zin, and its limit shall be south of Kadesh Barnea, reaching Hazar Adar and continuing to Asmon. From Asmon, the boundary shall turn from the Wadi of Egypt and terminate at the sea. For the western boundary, you shall have the coast of the Great Sea. That shall serve as your western boundary. This shall be your northern boundary. Draw a line from the Great Sea to Mount Hor. From Mount Hor, draw a line to Lebo Hamath, and let the boundary reach Zedad. The boundary shall then run to Ziphron and terminate at Hazar Enan. That shall be your northern boundary. For your eastern boundary, you shall draw a line from Hazar Enan to Shepham. From Shepham, the boundary shall descend to Riblah on the east side of Ain. From there, the boundary shall continue downward and abut on the eastern slopes of the Sea of Chinnereth. The boundary shall then descend along the Jordan and terminate at the Dead Sea. That shall be your land as defined by its boundaries on all sides." Moses instructed the Israelites, saying, "This is the land you are to receive by lot as your hereditary portion, which Hashem has commanded to be given to the 9.5 tribes. For the Reubenite tribe by its ancestral houses, the Gadite tribe by its ancestral houses, and the half-tribe of Manasseh have already received their portions. Those 2.5 tribes have received their portions across the Jordan, opposite Jericho on the east, the orient side." Hashem spoke to Moses, saying, "These are the names of the men through whom the land shall be apportioned for you: Eleazar the Kohen and Joshua, son of Nun. And you shall take also a chieftain from each tribe through whom the land shall be apportioned. These are the names of the men: from the tribe of Judah, Caleb, son of Jephunneh. From the Simeon tribe, Shmuel, son of Ammihud. From the tribe of Benjamin, Elidad, son of Chislon. From the Dan tribe, a chieftain, Bukai, son of Jogli. For the descendants of Joseph, from the Manasseh tribe, a chieftain, Haniel, son of Ephod. And from the Ephraim tribe, a chieftain, Kemuel, son of Shipton. From the Zebulun tribe, a chieftain, Elitzaphan, son of Parnak. From the Issachar tribe, a chieftain, Paltiel, son of Azan. From the Asher tribe, a chieftain, Ahihud, son of Shalomi. From the Naphtali tribe, a chieftain, Petahel, son of Ammihud." It was these whom Hashem designated to allot portions to the Israelites in the land of Canaan. Second Chronicles 26:1-28:27. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and proclaimed him king to succeed his father Amaziah. It was he who rebuilt Eloth and restored it to Judah after King Amaziah slept with his fathers. Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jechaliah of Jerusalem. He did what was pleasing to Hashem, just as his father Amaziah had done. He applied himself to the worship of Hashem during the time of Zechariah, instructor in the visions of Hashem. During the time he worshipped Hashem, Hashem made him prosper. He went forth to fight the Philistines and breached the wall of Gath and the wall of Jabneh, and the wall of Ashdod. He built towns in the region of Ashdod and among the Philistines. Hashem helped him against the Philistines, against the Arabs who lived in Gur Baal, and the Menuhites. The Ammonites paid tribute to Uzziah, and his fame spread to the approaches of Egypt, where he grew exceedingly strong. Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem on the corner gate and the valley gate and on the angle and fortified them. He built towers in the wilderness and hewed out many cisterns, where he had much cattle and farmers in the foothills and on the plain, and vine dressers in the mountains and on the fertile lands, for he loved the soil. Uzziah had an army of warriors, a battle-ready force who were mustered by Jeiel the scribe and Maaseiah the adjutant under Hananiah, one of the king's officers. The clan chiefs' valiants totaled 2,600. Under them was the trained army of 307,500 who made war with might and power to aid the king against the enemy. Uzziah provided them, the whole army, with shields and spears and helmets and mail and bows and sling stones. He made clever devices in Jerusalem, set on the towers and the corners for shooting arrows and large stones. His fame spread far, for he was helped wonderfully, and he became strong. When he was strong, he grew so arrogant he acted corruptly. He trespassed against his God by entering the temple of Hashem to offer incense on the incense altar. The Kohen Azariah, with 80 other brave Kohanim of Hashem, followed him in, and confronting King Uzziah, said to him, "It is not for you, Uzziah, to offer incense to Hashem, but for the Aaron Kohanim who have been consecrated to offer incense. Get out of the sanctuary, for you have trespassed. There will be no glory in it for you from Hashem." Uzziah, holding the censer and ready to burn incense, got angry. But as he got angry with the Kohanim, leprosy broke out on his forehead in the front of the Kohanim in the house of Hashem before the incense altar. When the chief Kohen Azariah and all the other Kohanim looked at him, his forehead was leprous, so they rushed him out of there. He too made haste to get out, for Hashem had struck him with a plague. King Uzziah was a leper until the day of his death. He lived in isolated quarters as a leper, where he was cut off from the house of Hashem, while Jotham, his son, was in charge of the king's house and governed the people of the land. The other events of Uzziah's reign, early and late, were recorded by the Navi Yeshayahu, son of Amoz. Uzziah slept with his fathers in the burial field of the kings because, they said, he was a leper. His son Jotham succeeded him as king. Jotham was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jerusha, daughter of Zadok. He did what was pleasing to Hashem, just as his father Uzziah had done, but he did not enter the temple of Hashem. However, the people still acted corruptly. It was he who built the upper gate of the house of Hashem. He also built extensively on the wall of Ophel. He built towns in the hill country of Judah, and in the woods he built fortresses and towers. Moreover, he fought with the king of the Ammonites and overcame them. The Ammonites gave him that year 100 kikarim of silver and 10,000 kor of wheat and another 10,000 of barley. That is what the Ammonites paid him, and likewise in the second and third years. Jotham was strong because he maintained a faithful course before Hashem, his God. The other events of Jotham's reign and all his battles and his conduct are recorded in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. Jotham slept with his fathers and was buried in the city of David. His son Ahaz succeeded him as king. Ahaz was 20 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. He did not do what was pleasing to Hashem, as his father David had done, but followed the ways of the kings of Israel. He even made molten images for the Baals. He made offerings in the valley of Ben-Hinnom and burned his sons in fire, in the abhorrent fashion of the nations which Hashem had dispossessed before the Israelites. He sacrificed and made offerings at the shrines, on the hills, and under every leafy tree. Hashem, his God, delivered him over to the king of Aram, who defeated him and took many of his men captive and brought them to Damascus. He was also delivered over to the king of Israel, who inflicted a great defeat on him. Pekah, son of Remaliah, killed 120,000 in Judah, all brave men, in one day, because they had forsaken God of their fathers. Zichri, the champion of Ephraim, killed Maaseiah, the king's son, and Azrikam, chief of the palace, and Elkanah, the second to the king. The Israelites captured 200 of their kinsmen, women, boys, and girls. They also took a large amount of booty from them and brought the booty to Samaria. A Navi of Hashem by the name of Oded was there, who went out to meet the army on its return to Shomron. He said to them, "Because of the fury of God of your fathers against Yehuda, he delivered them over to you, and you killed them in a rage that reached heaven. Do you now intend to subjugate the men and women of Judah and Jerusalem to be your slaves? As it is, you have nothing but offenses against Hashem your God. Now then, listen to me and send back the captives you have taken from your kinsmen, for the wrath of Hashem is upon you." Some of the chief men of the Ephraimites, Azariah son of Jehochanan, Beriah son of Meshelemoth, Jehekiah, son of Shallum, and Amasa, son of Hadlai, confronted those returning from the campaign and said to them, "Do not bring these captives here, for it would mean our offending Hashem, adding to our sins and our offenses. For our offense is grave enough, and there is already wrath upon Israel." So the soldiers released the captives and the booty in the presence of the officers and all the congregation. Then the men named above proceeded to take the captives in hand, and with the booty they clothed all the naked among them. They clothed them and shod them and gave them to eat and drink and anointed them and provided donkeys for all who were failing, and brought them to Jericho, the city of palms, back to their kinsmen. Then they returned to Shomron. At that time King Ahaz sent to the king of Assyria for help. Again, the Edomites came and inflicted a defeat on Judah and took captives. And the Philistines made forays against the cities of Shephelah and the Negev of Yehuda. They seized Beth Shemesh and Ajalon and Gederoth and Sako with its villages and Timnah with its villages and Gizmo with its villages, and they settled there. Thus Hashem brought Judah low on account of King Ahaz of Israel, where he threw off restraint in Judah and trespassed against Hashem. Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, marched against him and gave him trouble instead of supporting him. For Ahaz plundered the house of Hashem and the house of the king and the officers and made a gift to the king of Assyria to no avail. In his time of trouble, this king Ahaz trespassed even more against Hashem, sacrificing to the gods of Damascus, which had defeated him. For he thought, "The gods of the kings of Aram help them. I shall sacrifice to them, and they will help me." But they were his ruin and that of all Israel. Ahaz collected the utensils of the house of Hashem and cut the utensils of the house of Hashem to pieces. He shut the doors of the house of Hashem and made himself altars in every corner of Jerusalem. In every town in Judah he set up shrines to make offerings to other gods, vexing God of his fathers. The other events of his reign and all his conduct, early and late, are recorded in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. Ahaz slept with his fathers and was buried in the city in Jerusalem. His body was not brought to the tombs of the kings of Israel. His son Hezekiah succeeded him as king. Romans 13, 1 to 14. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resists the power, resists the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Will you then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and you shall have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to you for good. But if you do that which is evil, be afraid, for he bears not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that does evil. Therefore you must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause you pay tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loves another has fulfilled the law. For this, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love works no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And that, knowing the time, that now is the high time to awaken out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. Psalm 23, 1 to 6. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Proverbs 20:11. Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right. Please enjoy this beautiful worship song, Psalm 23, My Shepherd, sung by Aaron Schust.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green fields. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me beside water still. He restores my soul. He restores my soul. For the sake of his name, he guides my wayward soul. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow, fear no evil, for you are here. Your rod and your staff will protect and comfort. You restore my soul. For the sake of your name, you guide my wayward. you anointed my head with oil, my cup overflows. You prepare me a table in the presence of my enemies. You anointed my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow all the days of my life, and forever I'll dwell in the house of the Lord. Oh, yeah, forever I'll dwell in the house of the Lord. Oh, down in green fields. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me beside waters still.